Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Amy Harder, she's with Axios. Amy, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad you could join us. Is it definite that President Trump is going to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord?
Well, it is as definite as anything can get with this president. So we have sources with direct knowledge telling us that he is indeed going to announce this afternoon at the Rose Garden, the White House, that he's going to withdraw from the deal. It remains to be seen exactly how he is going to do that. And, of course, that means a lot and can make a big difference as to the ramifications for both the U.S. and global efforts to address climate change.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it is a non-binding agreement, correct?
Correct. So a lot of this discussion has all been about the symbolism of this deal. There really is no legally binding requirements for any countries to cut carbon emissions. The only legally binding parts of the deal is really just to require transparency in reporting emissions and things like that. So a lot of this has been about just the importance of having the United States, historically the biggest emitter of greenhouse gases, as a leader in this issue on climate change. So for that reason, this debate has sort of cut both ways. On the one hand, because it's not legally binding, people have been wondering, well, what's the big deal if we pull out of it? But then the other side is, well, can't we just stay in it because there's no legally binding parts to it? I think ultimately Trump has decided to keep his campaign promise. I think one mistake that many of us made is we thought he wouldn't, right? Because he changes his mind on so many things. This appears to be one of the few things that he has really kept his promises about.
You know, I want to touch on what you just mentioned, which is that a lot of defenders of staying in the Paris climate deal are saying, look, just do it. It's not a big deal. Just stay in it. But if he pulls out of it, and you write today for Axios, I believe, it may have been yesterday, you write, to be clear, Trump's planned decision to withdraw from the deal will set the world back on an environmental issue nearly every other country realizes and acknowledges is a real problem in need of a global solution. Why is that? Why would staying in this not be a big deal, but why would pulling out be a tremendous deal, you think?
Because it goes back to the symbolism that I was just talking about.
Sorry, let me interrupt you. That was Lazaro Gamio, one of your colleagues who wrote that. My apologies. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, actually, I think we actually did. I was also writing that as well. So, you know, it's important because the United States has, for the last 8 years, been a leader on this issue. So no matter what way you cut it, if the United States, which has historically emitted the most greenhouse gases in the world and is right now the third biggest emitter. If the U.S. isn't participating in these talks, there's no way other than to say the world is not going to be as ahead on this issue as it would be if the U.S. Was participating. I think a big open question a lot of people have is, will Trump try to do anything on climate change if he pulls out of this deal? I think it's important to note that no matter what Trump was ever going to do on the Paris deal, he is already unraveling everything that former President Obama did on this issue. So for the substantive parts of this, the EPA regulations are going away. Several other regulations are being rolled back. So I think a lot of this is going to be in the details about whether or not this administration will do something on climate change in the absence of being part of this deal. This isn't the first time that a Republican president comes in after a Democrat had inked a deal on climate change just to pull out of it. We saw a similar thing play out between the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations when the Senate refused to ratify the Kyoto climate treaty. So for that reason, I think there's a lot of concern in other countries about where to go from here.
Ultimately, you know, I look at this and I say, you know, you're right. The president has changed his mind on things. But one thing's for sure. The mandate coming out of the election wasn't that Americans wanted to see the United States in more multinational deals. And the other side of this, the whole question of, you know, climate change is an issue. The president's already said in the past that he thinks it's a hoax. As a result, you would think that it's not that surprising that he doesn't think we need an international coalition to address a problem that he doesn't think exists, right?
Correct. I think, I think some of the mistakes that everybody who's been following this issue has made is to not take the president at his words. He hasn't gone back at all and said, I don't think climate change is a hoax. I think it's a real deal. He hasn't said anything like that. He said at one point in a New York Times interview very shortly after being elected that he has an open mind about the Paris deal. But he hasn't really changed his position on this issue. So if we really look at this just in a as straightforward way as possible, it is pretty clear that this was what right. he was going to do all along. But given he's so unpredictable on other issues,
yes.
people were trying to think that maybe he would be like that on this one as well.
That unpredictability led to people like Chuck Todd yesterday. I heard him saying, he's like, this isn't over till it's over. Axios may be reporting that he's done with the climate deal, but things could change and change quickly. This afternoon is still a question mark in the eyes of people like Chuck Todd.
Right, and I think some of that is because people are hoping that he's going to change his mind. And of course, you know, nobody really knows what he's going to do except for Trump himself come 3 p.m. But, you know, we continue to be reporting that he's going to be
right.
withdrawing from it. I think what I'll be looking for is how exactly he does that, and if he tries to throw a bone of some sort to the large number of people who have urged him to stay, and including his daughter Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, senior advisor and son-in-law, and most major U.S. companies.
I've experienced this firsthand. I reported that Mitt Romney would be the Secretary of State on the basis of something Trump was saying to people. He was actually announcing it out loud, and it didn't happen. That changed, so...
Right, exactly.
I know about
so there's
that.
A lot of hesitancy, certainly.
One thing out of this piece from Axios is it says here that the globalists say that leaving the deal will leave millions of U.S. dollars on the table being funneled to the global climate effort that was put there under the Obama administration. How much money are we talking about? And by pulling out, why don't we get the money back?
Well, so that goes to the Green Climate Fund, and Obama has issued two funds of money of $500 million. So we're talking basically $1 billion now that the U.S. has committed to this fund. There is some obscure part of the U.N. climate process that some opponents of the Paris deal say that they can try to get the money back. But it's very unlikely that will happen. That was one of the non-climate arguments, and frankly, most of the arguments from within the White House for staying in the deal didn't have to do anything with actually, you know, being good stewards of this planet. It was all about making sure America was getting a good deal for the money that it had put into this issue. So I think that was one of issues that will be confronting this administration after they make this decision is, do they even try at this point to make sure that money goes to something that they would support.
And real quickly, Axios is reporting that Ivanka Trump is pressuring him to stay in the deal?
Correct. Yeah, we've been reporting that for a while. I know that this is climate change is an issue that she cares about. She hasn't talked about it much publicly. That was another point that I've made, is that the people who want Trump to stay in it have not been as loud and persistent as those who want to have the U.S. pull out of it. For example, you saw EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt on Fox quite a few times talking about what a bad deal he thought it was. We never saw the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who supports staying in the deal. We didn't see him going on the TV circuits talking about why he thinks the U.S. should stay in it, even though that's what he thinks. Similarly, we haven't seen Ivanka Trump really go publicly or try to rally the troops of other companies and such to really get Trump to stay in it. We've seen a last-ditch effort with some CEOs from Apple and Elon Musk have been trying to urge the president. But those aren't the types of voices that are considered to be really influential with the president as compared to, say, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell or coal companies.
Thank you.
Amy Harder, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. That's Amy Harder with Axios.